Hello all sentient beings and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third party
Transformers!
On this episode of Transmissions, we take a look at a couple of third party Masterpiece Optimus Primes. Iron Factory shows off a G2 sideswipe, and our own Jeremy is hosting a couple of panels at Wizard World Madison. Today is Wednesday, November 28th, 2018, and this is episode 305 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that was 80% off on Black Friday. I'm your host Charles, aka Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Yusuf, better known as Yoshi.
Yo!
Jeremy, aka Yakko.
Hey, how you doing?
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
How's it going? Let's talk Transformers.
All right, and the Christmas season is now officially upon us. Black Friday is over, Thanksgiving is over, so hope you guys are getting your shopping done.
Everywhere you look, it's fucking Christmas everywhere. Jesus Christ.
Oh, what a mean shopping for everyone else?
That's my wife's job. I shop
wow.
for me.
Wow.
She's better at it.
Email this clip directly to Daryl's wife.
Hey.
Daryl's wife at transmissionspodcast.com. We'll make sure it gets to her.
Play to your strengths, right?
All right. Well, maybe one thing you might want to shop for is Transmissions Patreon.
Oh, smooth.
That was well played, Charles.
Tell you what, Charles, if you can just get Craig to sign up and give us money, I'll endorse this.
I'll work on that. But no new donations this week, unfortunately. Probably with the holiday season coming, we won't expect too many new people to sign up because
prove us wrong.
For everyone who is already a Donatrion, you get all those perks, listening to the show live, getting our exclusive Donatrion-only podcast, Transmissions Declassified, every month.
Unlock shit ton of rooms on our Discord.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think the November Declassified should be going up pretty soon, because it's almost the end of November. So I think that's another one you guys recorded at TFCon. Back in October, right?
This one Yoshi recorded.
Ooh. I'm not just a slacker, Charles.
Okay, why don't you tell the listeners about it?
Sure. So I did an interview with David Cunningham, and so not prepared to talk about this right now. And we discussed what it was like to be a volunteer for TFCon. We discussed what it was like before the start of the convention, after the convention, why somebody should volunteer, why you might want to volunteer for a TFCon, and talked a lot about the community and the family and what he has dubbed his Seeker Army as opposed to volunteers. He's branding them as Seekers now, which I think is really cool.
I got one of those pins from TFCon. That was cool.
Yeah, it's almost like, a behind the scenes, like what was going on at the show, as well as, what are they responsible for? What are they trying to get done? What was unexpected and what was awesome about it? So, I was pretty stoked to nab that interview, and I hope you guys like it.
Cool. All right. And we've also got our merchandise store at TeePublic. So if you go to transmissionspodcast.com/shop. You can pick up some cool Transformers or Transmissions swag and also Transformers swag. So there was a Black Friday and Cyber Monday sale, but they're over now. But there will probably be more sales coming in December to get ready for Christmas. So keep your eye out for that. We'll let you know the next sale that goes up. All right. So one of the perks of being a Donatrion is getting automatic access to our Toy Hacks $10 gift code giveaway that we do every month. Of course, you can enter that contest for free just by sending an email to contest@transmissionspodcast.com with a picture of some of your Transformers toys that you want to get Toy Hack stickers for. If you're not already a Donatrion, just send us an email and you can get entered in the next contest. We're going to do the drawing for the November contest right now. So, of course, You won't be able to enter in this one, but next month you can still enter. So this month we've got to get a number between 1 and 116 to pick a winner for this contest.
I'm going to start tearing up 116 pieces of paper for you.
How about we just use my Echo like we always do?
What, Jeremy?
Just keep tearing that comic up. It's fine.
It's all right. It's
Yoshi, if you could go on mute, that'd be great.
Let me do this. I'm gonna have to find a pen. I'll be back.
All right, Jeremy. Before he comes back,
give me a random number between 1 and 116.
Your random number between 1 and 116 is 20.
20. Okay, Emmett. Emmett Stresovich, Tonic Bot.
Hey.
Congratulations. You have won a $10 gift code at toyhacks.com.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
So does everyone who signs up have to win twice before DJ Ronan can win once?
I think so.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yep.
All I know is if you have complaints, you can complain to Jeff Bezos.
Well, congratulations, Emmett. We will be getting that gift code out to you. And as always, we'd love to see what stickers you got from Toy Hacks and show it off to us. Let us know how you like it and show us what you got. Congrats. All right. Now let's get the show started with some toy news.
All right. We have some masterpiece scaled Optimus Primes from third-party companies to talk about this week. And, it's kind of interesting to see these. These are both G1 Optimus Primes, and I thought they were really interesting to take a look at. So the first one is from Transform Element. It's their TE-01, which I would indicate being their first figure. It's... like I said, they're masterpiece scale G1 Optimus. It looks really good. It's quite nice. In my opinion, the chest windows on it are a little big, but all in all, it's a really nice interpretation of G1 Optimus Prime. It does all the things that you would hope it would do. It's fully articulated, fingers and all. It's got a really clean look, very animated, and it's got it's got its blaster, it's got a Energon axe. No trailer, but you can imagine that something would be made in the future. Or sorry, there is a trailer. It's clear. Or is that it was invisible. That might be the one from the Year of the Goat. But
I think it's Year of the Horse.
Whatever. Year of some kind of animal.
Got the Autobot logo on there, so it's clearly not third party.
Yes. So it's doesn't look like it comes with a trailer, but it's a nice looking third party interpretation. Now, before I get into opinions here, I want to throw the second one out here. This is this one has been heavily advertised from a couple of the third party toy sites this week. This is Magic Squares, Magic Square Toys is their full name, MS-01, and it also is, like I said, the masterpiece scale G1 Optimus Prime. Very much a toyetic look of G1 Optimus Prime. Very clean. You can also see the Matrix in his chest as well. The previous one, the Transform Element, had a flap that came down to cover the Matrix, but all in all, these ones look very similar. This one has I'm just looking here to see. It's very articulated a lot of work has gone into this one. Now, same kind of deal, gun, and it doesn't show an Energon axe, but you got to assume it's going to come with one. That seems to be the standard accessories for a G1 Optimus Prime. These guys are coming out with this thing expectedly in the same year that Takara is releasing their third variation or third version of the Masterpiece Optimus Prime, which is also supposed to be very toyetic, animation accurate, very, you know, clean lines and whatnot. So I'm going to throw this out there. I'm going to start with Yoshi. We've got two mass pre-scaled Optimus Primes coming to the table. I don't have any prices on any of these. What are your thoughts?
Well, we're supposed to be getting a third official Masterpiece Optimus Prime 2 coming down the pipe, aren't we?
That's right.
Yeah. So, you know, that really does take a brunt to any excitement I have with any third-party version of Optimus Prime. Now, just gut reactions here. These both look very cartoon accurate to me as far as the look that they're trying to capture. I have no problems with the windshield size on the bot mode. I like the head sculpt on the Transform Element version a lot better than Magic Square's version.
Okay.
The chest windshield is smaller on the Magic Square's version. Both of them, and I happen to have my Masterpiece Optimus Prime right here. Neither one's blaster gun is as detailed as the Masterpiece version I have. I noticed that right away.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going for detail. I think they're going for cartoon accuracy, right? Which is just right. Kind of large but when shapes.
When you look at the test images of alt mode of Transform Element, that really does look like a semi to me. Like that's like those alternators? What was the models of Transformers that came out that like they had the Dodge Ram truck and whatnot?
Yeah, you had it. Yeah. Alternators.
Alternators. That's what this screams at. Like this truck looks like a fucking semi truck to me.
Okay.
I think it loses any cartoon feel when it's in truck mode, which is kind of an interesting take if that's true. If that's really, I mean, I can't see it with paint apps, so I'm not 100% sure. But both guns are not as detailed as the official Masterpiece one I have. And man, I'm digging the head sculpt on the Transform Element a lot.
All right. Jeremy.
I think these both look pretty good. The head on the Magic Square, I agree. It's not as good as the other one. I don't know exactly what it is, but I think they went too far with the animation accuracy.
Okay.
It's just the lack of detail in the face area, like where the face mask ends and like the nose begins. It just, there's not enough distinguishing features there.
Okay.
I'm getting the impression we only have the robot mode for the Magic Square. I'm getting the impression that that's a real chest, not a fake chest. It's obvious that the Transform Element has a fake chest because you see the wipers in the vehicle mode.
Yep.
But that being said, it looks cartoon accurate, and I love how they're handling the Matrix with you actually get the cover over the Matrix compartment. Mm-hmm. And I really like that versus being able to see the Matrix through the windows. Because if you're going for animation accuracy, you never saw the Matrix until it actually opened up.
Right, of course.
So if I were to choose between the two, I would get the Transform Element. It just, that little bit, I think, is neat. I mean, we saw that with the official ones. At least the first one, you can, it covers up in a panel. But I really like how they did it here.
Yeah.
Hey, Daryl.
Yo.
From a transforming standpoint, what do these guys bring into the table?
I mean, there's a short video for the Magic Square Toys one, which does show a bit of a transformation. And I haven't fully watched it all, but it does show a lot of articulation. So, it's quick enough to watch it. But, the other one, as far as the transformation goes, I mean, it does, like Jeremy pointed out, the faux chest, which I had actually seen. I've been looking at these images and I completely missed the faux chest. That bugs the hell out of me, actually. So, I mean,
I got it over it after the original Power Master Prime.
Right.
But one thing I will say that both of these do well is the wheels are completely hidden in robot mode in both of them. And that's a very nice, nice touch.
Oh, whoa, you're right.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That is kind of big.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
They both do a good job at that.
Mm-hmm. And the especially the Transform Element ones, the rear wheels are huge. So they must bury those right in the legs there.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I mean, both of them, they're very, the lines are very defined on these figures. So it's they're both going for it, and they do a really good job of it. Charles, what are your thoughts on these two very similar yet very different G1 Optimus Prime figures?
So I guess I have kind of the opposite opinion. I really like the Magic Square compared to the Transform Element. Like the faux chest is the one thing that I noticed that Magic Square seems to not do that. And I like the head sculpt on Magic Square better. I think I like the more cartoonish look than the one on Transform Element. And I did watch the video, and a couple of things that I noticed in the video is that the Magic Square one has extra windows. You can pop out the plastic windows and put cracked windows in there, so he has some battle damage. And also the in truck mode, the side doors open out on the truck.
Cool.
So that was a nice little detail. So I mean, I think at least if I were picking one that I would, if you say I have to buy one or the other, I would pick the Magic Square one. But having said that, I probably will not buy either of these because they seem kind of redundant to me with the masterpiece, the third version of a Masterpiece Prime coming out, which that one is already seems redundant to me. So it's like a redundant to redundant one models here. So I'm kind of scratching my head as to who's going to buy these other than like the super rich. I don't know, because I got to think these are all going to be pretty expensive, but the articulation is really, really nice. I mean, all on both of these figures. So, and the fact that they hide all the wheels is also really cool. So.
That's really fucking huge. If Hasbro and Takara don't do that, there's...
I think we've already seen... I mean, there's a link to the new third version of the Masterpiece in these stories. And you can see that the alt mode hides the wheels as well in the new one. So
if you're going for animation accuracy, that's a requirement.
You have to. It's a bare minimum. I just quickly watched through the video while you were giving your opinion there. The windshield wipers on the Magic Square one are articulated. That's pretty cool. Also, he can do the Iron Man pose right at the end. And I think this will be the first Optimus Prime figure that's capable of doing that. So, I mean, I think the Magic Square one is more articulated than the Transform Element. So they've got some pros and they've got some cons for each of them. But a con against both of them is they're not Takara.
Right.
So I think that's going to be the major sticking point in a world that has a new Masterpiece figure of Optimus Prime coming out at the same time. These guys are both probably trying to rush their releases to get these things out. Which is generally not a good thing.
Yeah, I wonder if things that get missed. Quality control.
Generally, I would think so. Take a look if you're listening and if one of these interests you and you're up for it, let us know what you think. I'm, like I said at the beginning, there is no prices I've seen on these things yet. So I would expect them to be, fairly expensive, although there is no trailer for each of them. So, you're probably saving some cashola on that. But that's what I brought to the table this week, guys. Jeremy, what do you got?
Well, it is a return of the Toys R Us business segment.
Yes!
We have news that the 33,000 Toys R Us workers that were laid off without severance are now going to be getting something. Two of the owners or creditors, let's see, who did it say here? KKR and Bain Capital have both they've joined and created a $20 million financial assistance fund. And if you do the math, that works out to about $600 per person, which is still kind of crap, but $600 is better than no dollars. So, I mean, hopefully many of these people have already found replacement jobs and it'll just be a little bit extra for the holiday season, but still it's kind of crap. And this article does say, some of the other creditors and former owners still refuse to contribute to the fund. So, if they would contribute, I would imagine that fund would be higher than $20 million. But at least they're getting something, which is you know, good news. And then we also have news here about people seeing the Jeffrey toy box showing up. And particularly, it looks like they're going to be in grocery stores. There's an article here about it being inside of Kroger, which is a pretty large grocery chain in the U.S. And then, Yoshi, you actually posted a picture. You saw one in person.
I did.
So how depressing was it?
There is such a disconnect with me and the current state of children's toys, and the Jeffrey's toy box setup is even further separated. It seemed to be a significant portion of science-based educational stuff. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but those weren't things I screamed at or screamed for Christmas gifts. So I guess they have to find products that aren't already popular or on the shelves to put in these things. They can't just take like the, you know, higher end Hot Wheels and throw them in, or Transformers figures and throw them in.
Most grocery stores have a small toy section with things like Hot Wheels anyway.
Right. But the store I saw it in had a significant sized toy section. So, you know, the way they placed it for Black Friday, you have to walk by it. And I can imagine parents are just like, I want out of here, and grab something off that and throw it in. Mm-hmm. But it's nothing that my own kid is interested in. And it wasn't anything that I wanted them to be interested in down the road. So I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's a cardboard standee that's several feet long, with a bunch of toys on it that didn't get my attention.
Well, I have yet to see one.
I'll post the pictures I took in the chat here in just a second.
All right. Charles, have you seen them at all?
No, I have not seen these yet.
Well, I'm sure we'll all run across them. But Daryl, you will run across something different.
I was in a Toys R Us today. That's what I ran across.
No, shut up.
Oh,
okay. I was going to say you are going to be running across toy box outlets in various malls across Canada.
Oh.
So these, we were talking about this before we started recording, and you said that they used to have Toys R Us Express similar to this, and I think they're just using the Toys R Us or the toy box branding. But you said that you thought these would do pretty well in areas that might not have Toys R Us's.
That's right. Yeah. The, in fact, when I used to work at Toys R Us, I used to work at a couple of these Toys R Us Express outlet stores, in, you know, smaller malls and stuff like that, that, were underserviced and not in the area or driving distance from the bigger box store. In fact, they put them in a test area of the city, to see if there was a business, which there turned out to be. And then they put a big box store there and moved the, outlet away. But yeah, these are really good little stores, and they put them in, you know, strip malls sometimes, and just regular malls. They service the smaller areas. They put them in smaller towns. So yeah, they work. You know, you're not going to find you know, everything, but yeah, it's they work, and you can usually go in there and you can order stuff online. The people that are working there can help you order stuff online. If you see something in the flyer that comes out,
yeah, cause they're not going to stock everything.
No, it's impossible. So yeah, so they'll help you. And if they don't have it in the store, they can get it shipped to them from the bigger box store. So yeah, it's just it's a nice little outlet.
I could see the Jeffrey's toy box taking that approach as like things, you know, they finish the restructuring and stuff. But also, yeah, this is kind of the model that we heard the KB was going to take when they come back. And I have yet to see anything about them.
Yeah, where are they? They were supposed to be back by now.
Yeah, I don't know.
A lot of hogwash.
Yeah, but do you guys have any other comments on any of the Toys R Us stories? I kind of ran them one to the next.
I mean, I'm happy that the Toys R Us employees are getting something. I mean, putting out the big number of $20 million is really nice to say, and it makes a big headline. But like you said, when it works out to being just over $600 a person, right, kind of sucks. And then they're going to get taxed on it. So yeah, it kind of sucks. So, yeah, I mean, it would have been nicer if it was a larger amount, but it's better than nothing. So yeah. Oh well.
It's not, they're not going to do it because they're not legally obligated to do it.
It's just for PR at this point.
Yeah. It's like when any of these companies say, you know, we give what we're legally obligated to do for taxes for the year. And they found every loophole to make that sure that that's as little as possible, which anybody would do. But I mean, here you can actually see how it's affecting lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, really fucking unfortunate.
Yeah. All right. Well, I have one more thing, moving away from Toys R Us. Iron Factory has revealed the IF EX26H Racing Brothers Heavy Metal, which is their Legend Scale G2 Sideswipe. And I think this thing looks fantastic. You have spiky wheels. You have the Grimace. You have all the guns. This is on my pickup list. You have an obscenely large sword. This thing is great. Charles, you have any comments on this?
Yeah, this is really cool. If you're a G2 Sideswipe fan, this is a good one. This looks really nice. And yeah, I like the Iron Factory figures, the, you know, Legend Scale tiny articulated figures. They're always really good, really well done. And this is no exception. And yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah. This is also a limited run of 1,500 units. So Daryl, how hard do you think it would be for this to be like a con pickup?
Well, I mean, I think 1,500 is it's a lot of units when it comes to third party. I think that you're probably going to see this thing go pretty quick, but you know, depends on when it gets released. Yeah, I don't think it'll be that difficult to find. If you wait like 3 years, it'll be gone. But right. if you're at a couple cons in 2019, you'll probably find it a few times. I think it looks really good. He's missing his bandolier. That's the first thing I noticed. Oh, he needs that.
Never mind, it's a crap toy.
It's a piece of shit. I like it. I think it looks really badass. I love the alt mote with the stack of guns. I think it's just absolutely ridiculous. And it's so G2. The just guns on top of guns on top of a sword. So why not? I just ridiculousness. I love, mm-hmm.
The 90s were a hell the of spiky a time.
Wheels,
the spiky wheels too.
Dude, yeah. I want those wheels for winter driving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll tear the shit out of the road, but who cares?
I don't care.
Not your problem.
Nope. I pay my taxes. Fuck the government. yeah. So, no, I think it looks badass, man. That's cool.
All right. Yoshi, what about you?
Yeah, that was my comment. I want those fucking tires on my car. It's a neat looking figure. I'm sure that creative people can put a bandolier on this thing really easily. Yeah. And what image number is this? Does it say image number 7? That pose is ridiculous. Like that alone is enough to sell these little figures.
That's
so
where
poseable.
It's kind of like on one foot shooting with both guns.
Yeah. That's, I mean, even if there's something photoshopped out there that's holding it, just the fact you can maneuver it in that position is really cool.
Awesome. Well, that is everything I brought this week. Yoshi, what do you got?
I have ill-prepared toys to talk about, starting off with the China-exclusive masterpiece reissue of MP09 Rodimus Convoy. The box has been altered to include the Long Life design, which I showed off on my Megatron figure last 2 weeks ago on trips to the store. That's the highest praise an action figure can get in Japan, I guess.
Does that mean they fixed all the quality control issues from the previous release? Mm-hmm.
You know what, Charles? You're going to have to buy one and then open it and tell us.
Guess I'll never know.
What you have just done, sir, has made me realize maybe my toy is not as great as I thought it was. I guess there's not a lot to say about this, Daryl. It's just a straight-up reissue with a slight change to the box art.
Well, I personally would be interested in buying this because I didn't originally get this one. I got the North American release, which was just Rodimus, I think, or Hot Rodimus, or whatever the hell they called him here, which was just the car.
Mm.
They left the trailer off and packaged Hot Rod in robot mode, and mine is still sealed.
After those sons of bitches.
Rumors started to circulate after his joints exploding. I just left him the way he was, you know, and then I got him signed by Dick Gauthier when he came to TFCon 1 year. And so this thing here, when I saw that there was a Rodimus convoy with the trailer and all, I was like, oh shit, now I gotta get that one. But then I didn't want to because of all the issues. So once this thing actually comes out and we actually get confirmation, hopefully, that it's been fixed, then, you know, I'll be all over this thing.
Is it safe to say this one does not come with a fishing rod?
I would say so, yeah.
Okay.
Personally, I liked this design better than the one that just came out. But that's, you know, that's just opinion. There was a lot of, you know, a lot of different things that this one could do that the other one couldn't. And I think this one was taller. But again, I never actually opened mine. But yeah, no, it's it looks cool.
From what I can tell, the long life design thing, Takara won for the Masterpiece line in general. It wasn't like a specific toy had to win something. So I wouldn't take that logo as representing the quality of any particular toy.
Hmm. But with this being a reissue of an older Masterpiece toy, you're getting back into the rubber tires. They don't do that anymore.
I like rubber tires.
I like how you can see, you know, we were just talking about it, but I like how you can see in alt mode the tires tucked into the leg.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think we all said our piece on this guy. All right. Takara Tomy's Masterpiece 29 Shockwave is being released in anime colors to match up with the show a bit more. That is the big change here. That in the box with the long life design. I have the first issue of this. I am very, very happy with it, and I have no desire to get a paint change. How about you, Daryl?
I have a Quake Wave that I got a couple years ago, and I like my Quake Wave. I found this one to be too skinny. It was too thin. So I like a little chunk on my Quake Wave.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's too much information. Thank you. Jeremy.
I like it. I really do like the darker purple, and I never had any of these. I didn't have Quake Wave or the first release of this, and I would be interested if, you know, this would be on my list of stuff to look for.
Okay.
I've never actually owned a G1 Soundwave either, so, or Shockwave either, so.
And Charles, mine has exhibited no problems whatsoever.
That's good.
Right.
I like the darker purple as well. I think that's that looks better on him. I had a Shockwave back when I was a kid. I never had the official Shockwave. That's the knockoff from Radio Shack, or I guess it's not really a pre-licensed.
Yeah, not a knockoff. Yeah. You're a knockoff.
He was the pre-licensed one. I'm the original, Daryl.
I think it's worth reminding everybody that this thing lights up, but there's no sound.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's a good figure. I've never messed with one personally. I did have a Quake Wave that I never opened, and then I was going to donate it, but then Daryl convinced me to let him sell it. I don't know if you've done anything with that, Daryl.
It is in someone else's hands right now, being sold, hopefully.
Oh, so. Okay.
God, Charles, you're never going to see anything from that.
Nope.
What goes to Canada stays there.
You have till next TFCon.
Till next.
I think that was just confirmation that Charles is going to next year's TFCon.
I heard that as confirmation of you need to have his money or he's going to hug you to death.
There's worse ways to go.
That's a sinister laugh, Daryl. That is a sinister laugh. All right, that's what I have to talk about. Charles, what do you got, sir?
All right, so first, this one is just real quick because it's all things we've seen before. We have Figure King scans. This is the magazine, Figure King magazine, the Japanese toy magazine. They usually have nice high quality images of upcoming Transformers releases. So This one in particular has a bunch of toys we've already talked about. So there's the Casio watch, the Optimus Prime watch. There's one of the studio, a few of the studio figures, studio series figures, in particular the Bumblebee World War II figure, or is that World War I? I don't remember.
It was two. He was fighting Nazis.
Okay. There's more movie figures, Sideswipe, Barricade, and that other guy. The guy who's the guy with the dreadlocks? I forget his name. The one thing I did want to mention, highlight here, is the War for Cybertron Siege figures. We have some new pictures, particularly close up pictures of Ravage and Laserbeak, which I think look really nice. And we've also got some great prototype pictures of Ironhide and Starscream. And then we see Six Gun and how Six Gun gets his component parts fitted on the War for Cybertron Siege Sideswipe. So that looks pretty cool. Also, they've got last night Megatron. That's the last figure they're showing off there.
This was 3A. We saw this at TFCon.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, that's the statue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the statue. Okay.
It's very sharp looking.
Yeah, these pictures cool. Do not do it justice. Did I just compliment a bit? Fuck.
Yes. Yes, you did.
Damn that's it.
When I said sharp looking, I was meaning it looked like it could hurt you.
Pointy.
All right. So any other comments on these pictures here? Anything that stood out to you guys? Daryl?
Not really.
Okay. Jeremy?
I just can't wait till they release a black version of the Sideswipe, because as we were talking about before, G2 Sideswipe needs all the guns. And with Siege, he can have all the guns.
Good point. All right. So the figure I wanted to talk about is more stuff from Iron Factory. And we've got some color prototypes of the Decepticon Justice Division from Iron Factory. So these are, we talked about these a few months ago. We had the first prototypes. I think we saw these at TFCon Toronto. These are legend scaled Decepticon Justice Division figures, all five figures, and they combine into a single robot. So with this, these particular pictures, we have a group shot, but we also have lots of shots of Tesseris and Helix, which are the two big beefy guys of the DJD. And these are all really nice. The colors really make them look good. And I'm excited for these figures. So I'm hoping I can pick these up. Yeah.
Are these two the first ones, or are the other ones out already?
I think these are the first ones.
Oh, okay.
And we don't have any price or release date on these yet. But these pictures make them look really good. Oh, do we?
Yep. So both of them separately are $69.99.
Giggity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's spicy meatballs. And then we've got, what is it? The electric chair and the gun are a double pack for $59.99. And Tarn is $35.99.
Ooh, okay.
These are these are expensive.
Is this at BBTS?
Yep.
Okay.
This excuse Charles while he goes to pre-order them.
Helix is the one with the hole in his chest.
Yes, he has a he has a grinding thingy.
So,
yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I recall the art of him, his chest having like teeth inside that rotated around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you can see. I mean,
he's got
the pictures. It's hard to see.
I don't know if there's teeth in there. I don't know if I'd call that. Well maybe. Maybe.
They have to be able to sell it.
I mean, it's supposed to be like it's not teeth that like close together.
No, it's supposed to
be like a rotating.
They've created the effect that it rotates inside there. I don't feel like the teeth are represented correct, but fuck, I don't know. I wasn't paying that close of attention.
I will say that the waist arms on the Tesseris kind of freaked me out at first before I realized, like, it looks like there's like another bot in there trying to get out.
It's scrounge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, these are, yeah, this, The price is unfortunate, but these are good figures. I might have to think about these. I don't know.
You know, Iron Factory makes good shit, as you know.
Yeah.
And their quality control is up to snuff.
These guys are supposed to form a giant version of Tarn, right?
I don't know if it's I don't know if it's Tarn.
It looks like Tarn.
Okay.
His colors are going to be whack, man. Like,
well, I can keep them separate. I don't need the combining mode. That's not the.
It's like the Dinobot. Not
the selling
you
point.
You didn't really ask for it. You don't need it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm really super fond of this art they're using at the bottom of the team shots.
Hmm.
It's not Iron Factory's art, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Is that Sarah Peter Duochet, is it?
I don't know, but I don't think it's Iron Factories.
Yeah, they took it. They stole it, yep.
So.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Now you can't buy it, Charles. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I ruined it.
Charles is just going to slip Sarah a fiver and say thanks.
Yeah. Well, Sarah found her art on somebody else's third-party toy this week, too. So
it was like a KO toy.
Yeah, it's been a rough week for Sarah. I still like them, though. I think these are really good-looking toys.
Yeah, they are. They are.
If anything, I want the Tarn.
All right. Well, that's my toy topic for this week. So let's move on to some trips to the store. This is where we show off all the awesome Transformer stuff we got this week. We do this as a video that we show on YouTube, so you can see all our stuff in high definition. Of course, we will put the audio right here in the show so you can keep listening to us describe our purchases in detail. So without further ado, trips to the store. Yoshi, starting with you.
Charles, when did we stop saying this show was brought to everybody by Value Village?
I'm not familiar with that term.
Wow, that's a big chunk of memory just gone. I can see a doctor. So
it's been a while, Yoshi. Been a while.
It has, yeah. The first thing I have is a Value Village find. It is my first G1 find at Value Village. It's a Daryl Complete Gnaw.
Nice.
Wow.
You're going to have to tell me, Daryl, if this is worth me trying to find the parts for.
It's not.
Oh.
I can tell you right now, I'm looking for the tail. If yours has a tail, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Mine's missing this thing
okay.
on the other side.
All right.
And has nothing else.
And the arms. Okay.
I haven't transformed it. I literally took it out of the bag.
So, what was the original price? Like $4?
Yeah.
There you go. For $4, that's a really good find. And worst case scenario, you could use it as like the beat up one in a like a diorama. But yeah, they're a good little toy. Are any of the on the arms? Are any of the pins to pull to bring out the fists? Are any of those broken?
I've never touched one before.
Well, you know how you would grab a little pin and like slide it down the arm to pull the fist out?
Okay.
Are any of those pins broken off?
I don't think they are. Oh, yeah. One of them is.
Okay. All right. So that's common with Gnaw.
Okay.
And then the arms, the Gnaw, like the shark arm kind of things, those are also common to get kind of broken and loose. So, yeah, that's a project figure for sure. The worst part of it will be finding the tail, which will run you like $40, $50 by itself. So, right. Yeah, I mean, it's a really difficult piece to find. Yeah, so... It's up to you what you want to do. It's a cool figure to just kind of have sitting in a corner as being in robot mode. It'll still work in robot mode.
Yeah.
Or you could give it to your kid to play with.
Yeah. Wash it first.
Wow.
It needs to be restickered badly.
I wouldn't even put stickers on it. Yeah. They're fun, though. Gnaws are fun.
Yeah. No, I dig this. I mean, it was super random to find it. Like, I've never I haven't seen any G1 anything there. This is the first time I saw one.
Yeah. No, it's cool.
But yeah.
Good find.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's definitely worth the $4.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It just, they need to change their label to say Daryl Complete.
They should.
To work out a licensing deal with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know how much we talk about you? Okay, so for now, hashtag bring back Value Village. the next thing I have, Jeremy's got a graphic. I'm gonna share it with you in the host chat now. I have made the arrangements required to go to TFCon LA.
Oh my!
You're welcome. I don't know what to tell you. I will go to Emerald City for 2 days, and then I'll take a red eye Friday to Los Angeles. Los Angeles.
Is in that picture? Is that you applying your red eye?
Yeah. What is that? What are you exactly doing there? What is happening here?
That was pre-beard Halloween 2008, maybe.
Why is this picture being used?
I tried to find the stupidest pictures I could find, and I didn't want to spend a lot of time, so those were the first three stupid ones I could find.
Gotcha. Okay.
You're welcome.
Cool.
So I've set the bar at TFCon LA. Good luck, next person.
It's not high.
That, that next person is Jeremy.
All right. Well, I got comics. So I got to start low. GoBots number one, cover A. They didn't have the sketch cover that I wanted, but I should have that coming next week, hopefully. And we will be talking about that in alt mode. I also got Optimus Prime 25. Cover A, the Kazama cover. And I have cover B, Casey Collar, John Paul Bovet cover. And then I had my shop. They didn't have it when I was there last time. I had them order Lost Light 25. I'm kind of upset because this is the Nick Roach cover, which is like lots of white. And I don't know if you can tell, but it's very scuffed up in the corner. And it kind of disappoints me. Mm-hmm. Also, took advantage of a price match at Walmart, and I had my first G1 hot rod.
Cool.
Nice. So,
the box and everything.
He's missing his guns.
Well, the guns are still in the box. I didn't want to lose it. I haven't stickered him or anything either, but he's nice. Rubber tires. So there's that. No die cast, but also.
Aren't his toes are supposed to be die cast.
It feels like plastic to me.
Oh.
That was only the first issue back in 86.
Oh, yeah,
the subsequent.
I remember hearing that their re-release was supposed to have die cast toes, but oh well.
Unless it's a very.
No, you're probably right.
Yeah. I can see the mold. The line, so. But one thing I don't like about it is I flip it over and when the left leg is really loose, but that's fine. I've never had this figure, so I'm happy to have it. And then lastly, I made a stop at Hallmark as well, and I got this year's ornament, the Starscream G1 ornament. So
next year this time you'll be holding Bumblebee.
Yeah, most likely, yeah. This one, though, I'm more worried about this one than some of the others for, like, little hands and stuff, because if you look at it from the back, it looks so toy accurate to the original figure. You can just see someone trying to twist the wings to get them off, which is not meant to happen on this, but I could see little hands trying to do that, so it's going to go high up on the tree. So that is all I got this week. So, Charles, how about you?
All right. My postcard collection continues to grow.
Oh!
So you can see, here they are. This is the latest one.
Josh Burcham's a hell of an artist.
I like that.
Yeah, Josh Burcham's art, awesome. What's not awesome is the other side of this postcard, but
oh,
I like this. And on the other side, donor inferior, donator superior. It fits with the picture though. The picture is Soundwave and all his cassettes in a police lineup. That's a nice picture.
Is that the Usual Suspects?
Yeah,
homaging.
I believe so. Yeah. I'm surprised Rumble isn't given the finger there. He's given like the, you know, rocker index and pinky. I guess it'd be harder to sell the given the middle finger.
I still would have bought it and sent it to you.
You should ask Josh how much it would cost for you to get just a digital version of that flipping, you know, throwing the bird.
Yeah, let's ask him. All right, I also got
comics.
Well,
you know, you're welcome. Jesus.
No, I'm not welcome. I don't believe I said anything, Yoshi. I wonder how many more of these are coming.
I don't think you want a very big postcard collection. I might just keep them myself.
The postcards are great. It's what you write on them that I have a problem with. Anyway, comics. Optimus Prime 25, K-Zama cover. Very cool. I got a bunch of extra GoBots copies. These are for Jeremy and Mike, our editor, to get signed by Tom Scioli, who's doing a signing in my area this week, so hopefully I won't have wasted money on getting these books. Shut up, Daryl. I also got the retailer incentive GoBots cover, one of them, which I thought was really cool.
You're just as bad as Daryl. These are not Transformers.
They're grandfathered in, Yoshi.
No.
Hasbro owns them. They're shape-changing robots. They're Transformers. I also got a Bumblebee. This is the Retropop Highway Bumblebee Volume 2. This finally came from Entertainment Earth after I ordered it like 4 months ago. And this is the Bumblebee that turns into a VW Bug. So you can see that. It's a Studio Series version.
That's not Bumblebee, that's a gold bug.
And we've got the tapes in there, the dino tapes.
I'll take those off your hands for you.
No, you won't. And even though Daryl's a jerk, I got him one too.
Yay!
I thought Daryl wasn't getting any new movie figures.
Prizes for being an asshole. I got it for the G1-ness of it.
I thought it was only last night figures he wasn't getting.
I've sworn off all the movie figures.
Oh, okay.
But those have G1 goodness going on, so they're they're grandfathered in.
Well, I'll get to see you at some point.
Yeah, no rush.
All right, that's all I got. So, Daryl, you're bringing us home. What do you got this week?
All right, well, I do have some comics. I ran out of bags and boards, so oops. This is Optimus Prime 25, K-Zama cover. By the time I got to the store, there was no Casey Collar covers left, nor our eyes. It's a really great cover. And maybe at some point I'll find the Casey cover, but this one's a really good one, so I'll keep it.
How come the comic book store you work for can't put those books in your bin and let you have first stab at them?
Well, I don't ask for all the covers, first and foremost. Sometimes I don't want all the covers. I like to pick.
Okay.
And because they know I like giant fighting robots, they did give me this one, and I ended up buying it before I realized what I was doing. So
now you got to complete the run.
It has to be done.
Damn it.
I can't just return it.
I'm the only one of you fuckers who didn't buy that cover.
I got this one too, though, because I did want the. I think I could take this to like Alex Milne and be like, draw something good on this. So
get Megatron destroying Cycle. Like,
hey, there you go. Do something really good on the sketch cover. So.
You keep saying you hate Tom Scioli, but you keep accidentally buying all his comics.
Two of them.
I still don't have the last three of the G.I. Joe one. So, yeah. Which actually kind of bugs me.
We're going to
my brain
show up at this house like, one day, and I just gonna have a short box of Tom Scioli's.
I have to finish that collection. Anywho,
this is the Scioli wing of the Daryl household.
I picked up a couple G1s. A couple of these are leftovers from TFCon. This is, I think, Override. He's a Turbo Master.
Triggerbot.
Triggerbot, sure. He doesn't do much. He's got a couple spring-loaded weapons here.
Whoa!
I know! Look out!
Hence the Triggerbot.
There you go.
The guns flip out.
Yep. So yeah, he's kind of fun, but he was really super
wear.
So very much so. He's really tight when I bought him. He was in his motorcycle mode, so I had to kind of lube him up and get him all available. Thank you.
Sweet merciful God.
Yeah, but no, he's fun. Not much to him, but he is part of the G1 run, so I needed to pick him up. Next is. A G1 Soundwave. I still need to get a couple of weapons for him, but this is my third G1 Soundwave. The first one I bought was the Collector's Club, the Takara one, which I still have up right there. Where? I don't know. It's up there. Right there. Right there. And anyway, so, and then I ended up getting a G1 one in a box. So I'm like, shit. I need one that's loose so I can, like, put it on display. So, here's this one. It has a laser beak, buzzsaw, and the tape door. It worked in rehearsal!
<Doesn't> work.
I know your pain.
Yeah. So, it did work in rehearsal, but it doesn't work now. Anyway, it does open.
No, you proved it doesn't.
There you go. Hey, I just had to take the tape out. Well, whatever. Anyway. And then this guy here is the one that I did completely finish off at TFCon because our good friend Brad had the last piece for me. And I had, bought a couple pieces for him at a previous convention, but now finally getting the last piece, I was able to put them together. Previously, I've showed him off in robot mode, and everyone knows his robot mode, but this is his alt mode, which not a lot of people have seen, or not familiar with anyway. This is Thunderwing, G1 Thunderwing in his robot mode, and Brad had the front piece for me, which is actually the inner robot, and it's really cool. I mean, it's really small, and it turns into a little robot dude, right? So, he's just kind of chilling out there. But yeah, his legs
much less terrifying than
yeah, but his yeah, his feet kind of suck. But all in all, I like him. I think he's pretty cool. But yeah, this little robot here is pretty valuable. Pretty happy that I've got a full complete Thunderwing now, G1 Thunderwing. I think my next step is to get some labels for him from Toy Hacks. So get them all looking super nice and shiny. But yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
All right, we're back from our trips to the store and let's move on to some convention news.
All right, in convention news this week, we have news from Takara Tomy that they, at the Tokyo Comic Con, they're going to have an exclusive Studio Series SSEX Bumblebee Retro Garage set. This is what looks to be exactly the same as the San Diego Comic Con Retro Rock Garage, which has the 1976 Camaro Bumblebee and the Dino Cassettes Dairu and Uraj. I'm guessing that's right. And it just it looks like it's the exact same thing. So more collaboration between Hasbro and Takara. And this convention will be on November 30th through December 2nd. And the set is going to run 4860 yen, or around $43. Also, that same weekend, if you are in the U.S., particularly in Wisconsin, come to Wizard World Madison, and you can see me doing two panels. On Friday, November 30th, at 6:30 p.m., I'm doing a panel on podcasting, basically kind of going through how to do a basic podcast and answering questions. And then on Saturday, December 1st at 1:30 p.m., I am doing a retrospective on the IDW Transformers continuity. So fitting, 13 years into 45 minutes. So that'll be fun. The rooms are on Friday, it's in Mendota 3, and on Saturday, it's in Mendota 6. So check those out, and if you can't make it and you are still going to be there at any point during the weekend, shoot me a note on Twitter, and we'll see if I'm going to be around at the same time. And I'd be glad to say hi and maybe hand out some of the extra lanyards that we still have. We have a few left from TFCon. So that is convention news.
All right, let's finish up the show with some feedback.
And if you would like to leave us feedback here at Transmissions, hit us up at transmissionspodcast.com/feedback. There you've got all kinds of ways to let us know what you think of the show or just your thoughts or whatever you have there. We're also taking voicemails now, so if you want to hear your lovely, sexy voice on the show, you can leave us a voicemail. Just head over to transmissionspodcast.com/feedback. And this week we have an email from Paul Calicote, who writes, "Hey guys, I tried to get Trypticon from my local Ollie's, which is close to Dallas. I'm in San Antonio. My wife and I came up for Thanksgiving, so I took a chance and sadly no Trypticon. But I did get Hot Rod, the Bayformers version, for $8, and they had Crocs and Quakes up the wazoo. Anyways, thought I'd share. Keep up the great work and happy Turkey Day." Well, thanks a lot, Paul. Really appreciate it. That's cool you were able to find the Hot Rod you were looking for.
That matches up with what I see at my local Ollie's. It's a bunch of Crocs, Quakes, lots of triple changers, Astrotrain and Octane, the Titans Return, Astrotrain and Octane guys. And there's a Hot Rod, too. There's lots of Hot Rod Bayformers there. Mm. I'm not a fan of that guy, though.
But for $8, Charles.
Still not a fan.
Okay.
Buy one and give it to Toys for Tots.
That's a good idea. Although, that's child abuse.
Hey, it's their G1. But yeah, you're probably right.
Fantastic. Thanks for your email, Paul. Send us another one. And if, guys, check us out at transmissionspodcast.com/feedback. And that's all for this week, Charles.
All right. Well, that takes us to the end of the show. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Later.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
I don't know whether anyone else has noticed, but the other guys at WTF at DFW have started using Craig, and they've been making a lot of Craig jokes at the beginning of their shows.
Mother,
they're stealing our bit.
Yep. They actually put the Craig voice in the beginning of their show as well, which we
That's
had never
the
done.
Last time I edit their video for them, I'll tell you that much.
Now recording.
You son of a bitch. I fucking hate you, Craig.